USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a roughly 2 percentage point victory, Republican Glenn Youngkin will be the new governor of Virginia starting in January.
Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin,
he defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe in a race that was getting that national interest, especially after Youngkin had been behind for months. Tightening the race, though, with just weeks left, education and critical race theory becoming hot-button issues, and as Youngkin accepted victory last evening, he was talking business.
We're going to get this economy moving again, growing 400,000 new jobs. Virginia will be open for business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's still too close to call in New Jersey, with Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy leading in most polls, finds himself roughly 7,000 votes ahead of Republican Jack Citrielli after 98% of the votes have been counted. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions. We now have a second Cuban that has become the most valuable player of a World Series.
Interpreter Franco Garcia and Jorge, I think back to the history of the World Series. There's only been one other Cuban MVP. Levon Hernandez did it. What does that mean to you to be the second ever Cuban MVP?
Obviously, I'm very excited. Thanks to God for the opportunity to be on this team, and I'm extremely excited to be the second Cuban-born player to win this award.
Jorge, tell me about your at-bat. You had a couple foul balls against Garcia. Looks like you were seeing the ball well against him, and then you hit one out of the stadium. How did you do it?
I was just really focused during that bat. I feel like he had thrown me every pitch that he had in his arsenal, so I just kept fouling the pitches off. Eventually got into that 3-2 count, and he hung the slider, and I was able to drive it.
Jorge, congratulations. The World Series MVP, Jorge Soler.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the fans.
Audio is courtesy of Major League Baseball. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As the state of Virginia turned red Tuesday, Glenn Youngkin defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe by roughly 2 percentage points and will become the next governor of the Commonwealth in January. Two immigrants to America and Virginians tell Fox News why they voted across party lines. A survivor of Mao's revolution in China, Xi Van Fleet.
To me, this race between Youngkin and McAuliffe is a race between American ideal and Marxist ideology. It's between freedom and totalitarianism. Youngkin win this campaign because he focused on parents and education.
Fairfax County parent Asra Nomani.
Months and months ago, when we would first go before our school boards, I brought just one of the signs that, you know, has become a sort of symbol, parents for Youngkin. Until last night, I didn't want to tell anybody how I had voted, but I am an immigrant, Muslim, liberal Democrat, and I voted for Glenn Youngkin because Glenn Youngkin actually did something that so many politicians and policymakers have done, and that is honored parents. And right now, I know I'm getting messages from Oregon to Maine where parents are just so happy about this because they feel like they've finally been heard. And mm-hmm. I want to just tell all of the mama bears and papa bears out there that you can do this in your school mm-hmm. district. You mm-hmm. can do this in your state. You can take it back.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.